Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Ava DeVoe. Welcome to this podcast of articles from National Geographic Kids magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article is from the February 2024 edition by Kay Boatner. 30 Cool Things About Greek Mythology. Number 1. The 12-year-old hero of the Percy Jackson series is named after Perseus, who, according to the legend, killed the snake-haired monster Medusa. Number 2. 12 gods and goddesses, known as the Olympians, ruled from Olympus, a mountain in the sky. Number 3. The first recorded Olympic Games were held in Olympia, Greece, in 776 BC to honor Zeus, king of the gods. Number 4. Zeus threw lightning bolts at enemies while riding a chariot pulled by a winged horse named Pegasus. Number 5. The highest peak in Greece is Mount Olympus, named for the mythical mountain. Number 6. A 2,300-year-old sculpture of the sun god Helios was an inspiration for the Statue of Liberty. Number 7. A Greek poet wrote down the first myth almost 3,000 years ago. Number 8. The Spanish word for jellyfish is Medusa, the same name as a monster with wild snakes for hair. Number 9. Director George Lucas got many of his ideas for the Star Wars movies from Greek mythology. Number 10. The ancient Romans adopted many Greek gods and goddesses, but gave them new names. Number 11. Greek gods didn't have blood. Instead, a golden substance called ichor flowed through their veins. Number 12. Hermes, messenger of the gods, was said to have invented gymnastics and boxing. Number 13. Hera, the goddess of marriage, once turned another woman into a cow. Number 14. Modern Mother's Day is linked to ancient Greek spring celebrations honoring Rhea, the mother of the gods. Number 15. The RMS Titanic got its name from the Titans, gods who ruled before the Olympians. Number 16. Demeter, goddess of the harvest, made plants grow when she smiled. Number 17. Poseidon, god of the sea, created mountain-sized waves when he struck his trident on water. Number 18. The Apollo moon missions were named after Apollo, who rode through the skies on a golden chariot. Number 19. Titan twins Prometheus and Epimetheus supposedly created all the world's animals. Number 20. It took 9 days and 9 nights to reach the underworld in Greek mythology. Number 21. Half-human, half-horse centaurs ripped tree trunks out of the ground to hurl at enemies. Number 22. Ancient Greeks believed that volcanic eruptions happened when Hephaestus, god of fire, created things in his workshop under a volcano. Number 23. The Amazons were a nation of warrior women who lived on the edge of the world without men. Number 24. Athens, the capital of Greece, is named for the goddess of wisdom, Athena. Number 25. One cyclops, a giant with a single eye in its forehead, liked to snack on humans. Number 26. Hercules, a half-god, half-human son of Zeus, was so strong that he killed a lion with his bare hands. Number 27. Hades, god of the underworld, owned all minerals and gems beneath the ground. Number 28. Hecate, the goddess of witchcraft, carried two torches of never-ending light. Number 29. A three-headed dog named Cerberus guarded the gates of the underworld. Number 30. A satyr is a half-human, half-goat, just like Percy Jackson's best friend, Grover. And our last article is also from the February 2024 edition by Elizabeth Hilfrink. Leopard Rescue. Wildlife protectors reunite this baby with his mama. The 15-day-old leopard cub doesn't make a sound as he sits in a sugarcane field in western India. The youngster is waiting for his mother to return from hunting rats, hare, and deer. Most of the year, the 8-foot-tall sugarcane stalks provide a safe, quiet place for cubs to hide in until their mom returns. But it's March, harvest season in India, and people are working in the field. With so many humans around, mom is too nervous to return to her baby. As the workers slice through the sugarcane with 3-foot-long knives, they find the lonely cub sitting on the ground. He's so young that his eyes haven't opened yet. The humans don't know how long the little one has been alone, but they know that he won't survive for more than a week without care and food from his mom. Luckily, the harvesters know what to do. They stop their work and alert the forest department, which calls an animal rescue organization called Wildlife SOS. Cat check. Wildlife SOS staff aren't surprised by the call. For several months each year, leopard cubs are one of the most common animals that need their help. Harvest season overlaps with leopard breeding season, says Dana Wilson, a Wildlife SOS spokesperson. It's a time when the fields go from being a quiet place to raise a cub to an active place with lots of people. After driving to the field, the rescuers pull on rubber gloves so they won't pass any germs to the little leopard. The cub wails and squirms as a veterinarian gives him a checkup. He checks the wildcat's heartbeat, takes his temperature, and looks for any signs of injury or distress. The cub seems healthy but dehydrated. He likely hasn't had any milk from his mom for a while. So they take the cub to their wildlife hospital, where they can give him an IV of fluid and a microchip. Later, veterinarian Chandan Sawani gently pinches the cub's skin. When it quickly falls back into place, Sawani knows the cub has had enough fluid and is ready for the next step, reuniting with his mom. "Seeing this cub reminds me of being a kid and accidentally getting separated from my parents," Sawani says. He needs his mom more than anything else. Together again. Leopards are nocturnal, or active at night, so mom is most likely to return to the field where she left her cub in the dark when people aren't around. At dusk, the rescuers place the little cat exactly where they found him and attach a camera trap to a bamboo pole nearby. Then they leave. In the middle of the night, the mama leopard pads through the sugarcane. She growls when she sees the camera trap. Then she spots her baby on the ground. She gives the cub 3 big licks on the cheek, gently grabs the youngster in her mouth, then carries him away. Farmers used to take cubs to a location that was safe from the harvesters, but the moms couldn't find their babies there. Now, locals know exactly what to do. Turns out this cub, and many others like him, just needs a really good babysitter. Here's some fun facts. Leopard spots are called rosettes because of their rose-like shape. And also, some leopards have black fur, as well as a group of leopards is called a leap. That brings us to the end of today's articles. If you'd like to find out more about ARSLA and the types of programs we offer, follow us at any of the social media links at the top of the pages on our website. Please help us out by clicking the like buttons. This podcast is for sole use of the blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Ava DeVoe, and I'll be back soon with another article. Thanks for listening.